Welcome back to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. This presentation is the second and final part of Session 19. The characters over the last few sessions have started to uncover some of the deeper plot that the city of Metapol seems to be engaged in. Sometime between Sessions 20 and 21, we will record a session where the players and myself discuss the larger world in which Metapol is set. This extra episode will be included in the normal feed and will be numbered and titled differently than the actual play episodes, for those listeners who don't enjoy table talk and world building as much as the actual play. If you're listening to us, we would like to hear from you. Please send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. For now, on with Session 19, Part 2.
So, you guys are still sitting around the table, or have you adjourned yet?
We adjourned and go back to Drina's place.
Okay.
For no reason.
No idea.
Well, I thought he would say that we could all be fitted with a very large, stiff drink each.
I don't have any alcohol in my office, but... Yeah, I checked the flask. That's fine. You can enjoy. I checked the clock. Does it have a bug in it?
Oh, you're checking for seeing if anything's bugged? No, the clock is not going off.
That's why I wanted to go back to Trina's place.
Yes, I know. My character
I make sure the clock is accurate. Yeah, so, gentlemen, what is our plan here? Do we track down this Dietrich woman?
Well,
I think we should try and get
Now that we're alone, Gave, and apparently the man who killed the man that you're being accused to kill showed up at our office, which is who Drino was talking to earlier, with a gun pointed on me.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
So, I mean, somebody's doing some minor carpentry?
Yes, I was doing Sorry.
I thought he was, like, playing the Scratchers or
something. No,
I'm
going
to win!
I was whittling away a piece of wood. Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, by the way, there's a half-completed, like, metal man.
Another one.
In the corner of the office. No, it's one of the ones that I've gotten before. If you remember, it was the one that fell into the water at the dock.
It's been so many, it's hard to keep track.
I look forward to seeing it entered at Sully's gymnasium.
Oh, no, I have different plans for her.
So it's more of a metal woman than a metal man.
Come on, Drina's not going to sponsor a fighting robot with the Airbauer Motors tag on it. Think of all the business it would bring you.
Yeah, she's a Stahlfrau.
Does it have, like, how is it identified as a woman? Does it have, like, a dress and a breast or something?
What do you take me for? Yeah, there are some subtle curves in the right places. Also, I will be sitting in it.
Interesting. It's a new concept for me. So Spiros.
Know a few people who might be able to deal with that code if you have the full thing that needs translating.
Let's get this thing translated. I think that will help a lot.
Very well. I shall provide you with a full copy then. Are you sure you have no recollection of any of these documents?
I have these coded documents. No, nothing.
Then we seem to be the victims of circumstance, all of us.
Yeah, I'm victim of the circumstance that I know all of you.
Please, Miss Airbauer, I could be quite beneficial to your business if you would allow me to put you in contact with several organizations.
I'm sorry, it's all Gavin's fault.
Right, by organizations.
He's the one who recommended your garage.
Do you mean people who need fast cars in order to run blockades to get, like, guns to Mexican revolutionaries who'll pay top dollar?
No, I was thinking more in terms of devices to help us excavate ruins in places like Egypt, and we may be able to help rebuild the Parthenon with your help.
Right, grave robbing. I got you.
If you will excuse me, I'll be back
shortly. I thought we'd been through this, Miss Adar. It is not grave robbing. It is careful archiving of old relics of bygone ages.
No, you can keep your creepy hobbies to yourself.
Hey, I think we've gotten completely off topic here. Let's reel this baby back in.
Right.
And hey, we're talking about Gavin, creepy hobbies, and you've got a giant metal...
Gavin, please don't leave yet. What... We have this coat. Could you get this? This has gone so well for what?
No. Back at the beginning. Translate the thing. Find this Dietrich lady. See if she knows anything.
That's what I'm trying to do.
All right.
Be back soon.
Well.
Wait a minute. Which part are you trying to do?
It's about 4 in the morning by this time, by the way.
Right, see.
I take another shot off my flask.
Okay, then. If Gavin is gone, I don't know. We need to
come here. Okay, here's what happened to us, blah. What happened to you guys?
Right. Yeah. We shared that. We shared notes.
Okay. We share notes. Ting.
Not without an argument in between there.
Okay, we have shared notes. So, Dietrich. Oh, that's weird. Why'd you guys let the murderer go?
Yeah, I have taken responsibility for that. I have a hunch.
The guy was French, you know, so...
I'm sorry, just because he was French doesn't mean that he doesn't deserve justice.
I went with Trina's,
No, it wasn't.
Because they were really both at fault.
Okay. So...
I just had a hunch. I don't know, I had an intuition about him.
That he wasn't guilty, or that... I mean, what was your intuition?
Listen, they're both guilty of something.
In a nutshell, I had an intuition that something else was going on, and that turning him in was not the right thing.
Wow. That's...
Yeah, no, it's a crappy explanation, but I stand by it.
All right, I mean... That's great. All right, well, I mean, this is going to be a matter for the crown, so we're not really going to be able to be pulled in on this whole guild cognizance, and they're not going to let Gavin near this anyways. This Marla Dietrich, do we know what name she was using?
I don't know anything about her.
Do we recognize her as a singer, or perhaps from the talkies?
No, that particular has not been
okay. She has not gone down that route in this universe. All right.
Right. Let me take a look at this coded thing before.
As
I
much
pass
as people
left.
Know of Raymond Chandler or Philip Marlowe, yeah.
Yes.
I just went one less subtle with you.
Yeah, and I went very subtle.
Let me take a chance and see if I can't.
The code has left with Gavin.
This thing.
No, I took a copy of it.
Yes, I've still got the original notes.
Oh, you did. Congratulations.
Alright, so Gavin, you left with the information to try and get someone to translate it for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the rest of you are hanging around. Drina's at the early...
I'm going to go and get a nap, then.
Doctor, I had a couple of questions for you. Whenever, you know, it's a more godly time of mourning,
I'm up already, and he pulls two pills out of his box and downs them.
Nice. Coke's always good for you.
Adrenaline. Same thing.
Yes. Couple questions. We had a Mr. Himmler, and he was apparently laid up in a mental institution. I remember you being involved in a case with a mental institution, and maybe you have know some people who could see where he was laid up, and perhaps if some experiments were performed on him.
I suppose I can make a few calls.
And then also, I give you the description for Bob Starling. Could you also see if he is in a mental institution recovering from amnesia for me at the same time?
Who's Bob Starling?
He was the guy from he was the super spy from last case that got away.
Ah.
We should...
Oh, yeah, I think I do know a little bit about him.
Well, we know
he produces a file from his doctor's bag. I'm pretty sure I know what mental institution he was in.
Yes, I thought you might, and I was trying to. Yes.
Here, take a look at this.
Oh, good. Well, I was also wondering if you might have been checked back in for amnesia, but...
I don't know of any check back in because he escaped from the institution I went to.
Right. Yes.
Crazy place that was.
Yes, I realize that, but he was dealing with some dangerous stuff that might have also hurt his memory, so he might have gone to another crazy place. So just
I suppose I can check around, but this is all the information I have on him right now.
Okay, that looks good. Was he Super Spy number one or Super Spy number two?
The one I had information on, I believe, was, I don't know, Bert?
Hold on just a second.
Yes. And then we need to see if R3 owns a ship guard in this area.
Now, this company was actually owned by R3, so...
Yes, I think they might have owned a shipyard in this area, and the Nimrod might have laid in dock, or might be reprovisioned from there. Or they could go someplace totally different.
Okay, what was the question?
The file that I found in the sanatorium, which one of the two spies was it on?
Good question. Give me a second.
Bob Starling.
Yep. Yeah, that was the one that was still there, and the other one was missing.
Huh, so Bob Starling probably got indoctrinated by them, and the other one broke the indoctrination? That's interesting.
I don't know. Whatever this German company's doing, it seems to be experimenting on live people.
And it's also
not something I can control.
It's also closely tied to government affairs and the plans for future managing of a country.
Well, I'll make sure to sell all my German stock.
Well, they can't be any worse than the French.
Yes, they can.
The French mutate people. How can you get any worse than that?
Well,
don't get me wrong.
Know,
I wouldn't say.
We don't know what the future might hold.
Could try mutating and cybernetic enhancement.
cyborg what?
The installation of mechanical parts into a living being.
Yeah, so we need to see if R3 owns a shipyard.
I think I've seen something like that before.
Let's see if there's any pattern to freighters going missing in and out of Metapol. Is something we should probably do also. And as soon as Miss Drina gets back, there's a couple
scientists. I'm here.
Oh, there's a couple scientists we need to hunt down, like dogs.
Marlo is smoking in your kitchen, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
Why not? You smoke everywhere. Everybody smokes everywhere.
Not here.
Don't you know tobacco is good for your throat?
Yeah. 4 out of 5 scientists have done 6-month studies, and it's proven.
Actually, go into the. You can smoke. There's a space. There's a drain in the center of the garage where the oil and such and coolant goes. There's a big pile of oily rags in a sack on a frame.
Okay, look.
You can smoke by that.
Okay, I will. But
I'm kidding. You can't do any such thing.
Oh. Oh well.
I'm gonna self compel. I've got a bun in the oven to vomit on Marlo. is that chip worthy?
Yeah, that's cool. Go ahead.
The cigarette goes out. I have to go brush my teeth. I'm so sorry.
Yes, you look very, very sorry. I will write her a note on the two people I would like her to find.
Well, you're the detective. You find people.
Yeah, later in the morning, I get the note after I recover.
And then I would like to go home and change. Because my second best suit is now ruined.
Would be the first time a dame's vomited on you in the course of a...
No, it's not. Which is a sad thing. I reflect on the poor choices I have made in my up to this point.
Like, you're going to love it when they invent nylon.
Yes. Yes, I am.
All right, so we will skip several hours to try and get snippets of sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Those are the two scientists I would like you to find.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the first guy's name?
Throckmorton.
All right. I know gearheads and...
Yes.
Scientists and such. So who's this Throckmorton?
He's a guy who invented...
I'm trying to find out.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I go and call people up and...
Actually, you already know some of that information when you were doing research earlier. The thing that changed your life... and by the way, your memories of your children are returning slowly.
Oh, thank God.
Oldest memories first, so you're actually now remember them being born, etc. And it's coming back over the days. But the name is Throckmorton. The name is familiar because the device, the early schematics and the early diagrams for it that you dug up was actually called the Throckmorton device.
Hmm. And then Wraith sold it to R3. Or Rackup, however you pronounce it.
So where is Throckmorton now?
Likely dead. Given his age at the time of the machine was invented and how long ago that was, he would either be dead or a very old man now.
So, and the guy he sold it to?
Rathke. You don't actually know a lot about him. other than he's the one that is the one who's registered with the improved patent that sold it to 3R. There's not a lot that you're able to track down on him other than that he's an entrepreneur that buys up technology, resells it to people that can make more use out of it.
Oh, he's a venture capitalist. Are they in the book?
3R?
No, Rathke.
Rathke, no. I mean, his name just crops up every now and then. As a venture capitalist, but he's not easily gotten hold of. Like, there's no public address for him, at least nothing in Metapol. You might be able to pull some strings outside of here. You're not actually even sure what country of origin he's from.
Right. And R3, are they in Metapol?
No.
They're a German company.
Right. Crap. Let me see. What are my options here? Rathke. So there's no kind of contact info for him. I mean, well, I guess not. Let me think around corners here. I'm gonna check the. Let me check the records. Look for announcements of, like, PR statements and, like, press releases and new devices and stuff like that that might mention him.
Sure, but once again, you're kind of limited in where you can research that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So is that what you're going to be spending your day doing when you get up?
I don't know. I'm going to think, is that the... Fast move. All right, I hate to do this, but I haven't done this in a while. I try to make an appointment to see Tesla.
Okay. You're gonna do the covert method and do a Dropbox thing, or are you just gonna call directly and ask?
I'm going to call directly.
Sorry,
somebody is angry.
Oh, man, come on.
I hope that this doesn't... Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens here. Yeah, in fact, I show up at his office building.
Okay. Sure, good enough. You haven't been here often enough that they recognize you right away, but you do ask receptionist for a talk with Tesla. Okay, well... Let's do a little social combat here. Her job is to keep people away from Tesla.
Right.
So she'll smile at you and say, "Yeah, I understand. Mr. Tesla is always in great demand, but I'm afraid he's in conferences all day, and I'm not sure that he's in the building."
Oh, I see. Let's see. So are we rolling here?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Just tell me, you can keep forking as often as you want with aspects, tell me when you're satisfied with your number, then I'll tell you.
She's got no, she has no chance.
She is the secretary for Tesla's organization. Just think what that might mean.
Sure, okay. I got stuff in here. Yeah, miss, I understand that this is a rather last-minute thing, but, I have seen him in the past, and it's occasionally, on some delicate matters that I'm sure if you could just bring him to my attention and bring me to his attention. I'm sorry, I'm a little dizzy. I just find out that I I don't know if you have any children. Turns out my husband and I are going to be blessed one more time.
Well, I tell you what, Abel, roll, and then from how you well you do, rolling. You can describe the encounter.
Right. So with empathy, that's 4.
That's your total?
And I have brought in bun in the oven.
Okay.
So that's a 6.
Are you satisfied with 6?
I'm satisfied with 6. Bring it.
Okay. Basically, it's a standoff. I'm going to describe this because you're not going to get your goal at a 6, but either is she. So you're both standing there, and you're, from what you described so far, you're keeping it civil, but you're kind of showing how necessary it is, and she's putting forth, well, he really is in important meetings right now. I understand your position. I've got 3 daughters of my own, and my sister's pregnant now, and I'm helping with the child care there too. But you got to understand, Mr. Tesla is very, very heavily engaged this moment.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, I understand your position. So, let me know, realistically, what kind of time frame am I looking at here?
Would you like to make an appointment then? I can certainly do that for you. And I tell you what, she kind of eyes you over, and understanding that you're pregnant and such. I've got a guy that I really don't like slotted in an hour from now.
I don't need an hour.
Okay. She looks at it and says, I could just... And she starts erasing the name. Lose this appointment. And she said, well, if you can come back in an hour, Mr. Tesla will have an opening in his schedule.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. just curious, what kind of donut do you like?
Something
I like the sprinkles. Yes. Yes.
Chocolate with sprinkles.
I return in an hour.
Okay.
With the chocolate cake donuts with sprinkles.
All right, and give me just a moment. During that hour, some things are going to happen here.
More people die.
My new character will be a chocolate donut with sprinkles.
You're going to be the receptionist.
Yes. I have 3 daughters now. And I a smoker's voice, apparently.
Okay, so the things you were looking up into, Nick, they just don't pan out. You're not really able to find anything there.
Could I use that aspect as a reroll because I did so forth?
Yeah, you can.
I would like to because that it's hard to get a worse roll than that.
Mm-hmm.
And watch me tip bait.
I'm needing something fairly high here because they have obscured their records. So, you are going against another role.
Right. Okay. Context is that.
That looks pretty good, though.
Well,
did you get more than 5 total?
No, but I'll spend a chip and use Friends in Lost Places to get 6.
I thought that you already used it for...
I used It Could All Be... I wanted to use It Could All Be Lies. You said... I would use the...
Okay, so you're going to spend the chip then just to do a +2?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
That gives me 6.
All right. I will get back to you on that.
Okay.
With that close of a roll, yes, you're going to get information, but it takes you a while to track it down and for them to get back to you.
No problem.
Okay. All right. In the meantime... a somewhat rested, but still groggy and grouchy Miss Blair gives each of you a call. Drina, you won't be there to get it. You will already have left to check in with Tesla. Also, let's see. Nick, you will not have been called. As far as she knows, you're not part of anything yet. You haven't declared anything. Okay, but the rest of you get a call and asked in a tierce but polite way if you could please come down to the precinct again. Mr. Pierre would strongly like to speak to you all, and I've been instructed by our government that it would be good if you complied with this request. And she seems pretty angry about the whole thing.
Certainly. No, nothing but to help our French colleagues.
I simply can't right now. I have three whole shells left to do. I've only got up to my adventures in Egypt. I can't leave yet. What time is it anyway?
Since you guys didn't really break out until 4 or 5 in the morning, and she got some sleep, so it's like around, let's say, 10 o'clock in the morning.
I've got smudges of ink down one cheek from where I fell asleep.
I'm sure your appearance won't count as much as your presence. Please make yourself available. She's like biting off each word as she tells you.
Can I be with you in 3 hours?
You hear a click on the other end?
Apparently not. Where are my things? Why do I have the taste of paper in my mouth?
So all of you are led into a conference room this time, not an interrogation room. Pierre is better dressed.
Bert, I show up in like still a doctor's gown and I'm caked in blood like I've just been shot.
Oh,
half groggy as well.
Miss Blair looks at you and says, anything I need to be aware of?
Nope, normal stuff.
She nods.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Pierre is better groomed, looks like he's better in control of himself. And there is actually someone there from the Crown as well. Although he does introduce himself. As a B. Watson, and he just says that he is here just to witness as the French embassy has asked for this meeting, and the Crown just wants to make sure that its citizens and the citizens of Metapol aren't being abused or are any charges leveled against them. So he's here as the Crown's advocate. He's dressed kind of casually. It looks like, although well-dressed, he looks like he was caught in, not prepared for this. He's not got his power suit on or anything. Very casual, very relaxed. And after greeting you, he doesn't really say much more and just sits in the corner and seems to be very watchful of the situation. Pierre has set up a machine with a large lens on the front and turns it on. It starts making like a kind of mist, and you get a picture that is projected onto the wall in the sepia tone kind of colors. And it is the woman that you've all have seen various photos of. And he waits.
I don't think I've ever seen a photo of her.
That's true. You haven't. So very attractive woman. This particular picture looks like she's actually in her early... let's say late teens, maybe, 17, 18 years old, fair skin, dark hair. And then he waits for everyone to kind of get seated and take a look at it. And then he moves to another slide. It's the same woman. She's a bit older. Hairstyle is much more professional, a bit of, hints of makeup that can be seen. And, it's not color, but, you can kind of tell she's more mature now. And he waits for everyone to take a look at this and shows another slide where the woman is a bit older. And this one, it looks like it's a candid shot, like she was not aware she was being photographed. And actually, you can make out from some of the scenery a particular town, area of town in Metapol. So this is the more recent picture it points at. And it says, Mr. Marshall, I apologize for the activities that I accused you of doing last evening. I've come to realize after getting more information from my consulate that likely you were a dupe, as well as our Major Strasser was. This woman has been verified as being a courier for a German intelligence association. Likely she's a spy, an agent provocateur. I don't know how or you are.
I've heard that there are a few agents in Metapol from all factions.
Say that again, James. I'm sorry.
I've heard that there are a few agents from all factions involved in Metapol. It seems to be quite the hotspot of place.
This one seems to have plied her affections on our Major Strasser and had apparently enticed him into giving up some of our state secrets for pay, and it's believed that she's done similar things to people in other positions. Maybe you yourself, Mr. Marshall, can you ever remember in your job position? I know you come across many papers and information that are of great worth to outside agencies. Have you remember ever speaking to this woman about anything that maybe you should not have? She's...
I have never told her anything out of turn.
He nods. Don't feel ashamed if it were true, Mr. Marshall. She is exceptionally good at the job she does. Our Major Strasser was a married man at one point and is well known with the ladies, and yet she was still able to dupe him very easily. It would be of no shame if perhaps you also had given out more than you should. No shame at all, sir. He's looking at you steadily.
I just stare back at him, smiling politely.
He nods and says, very well, I understand. But do keep in mind, if you can remember anything, it's best if you do tell your employers, if not the consulates, so that this information, so damage control may be done. The rest of you are called here as acquaintances of Mr. Marshall, and I understand that you all hold guild licenses. This woman is very dangerous, likely skilled in the arts of assassination as well, and she is at loose in Metapol, as she has had contact with our Mr. Marshall and perhaps knows of his association with you all. We ask that you be on the lookout for her, and if you are approached or contacted by her, that you will immediately contact the authorities. This is a dangerous woman. La femme fatale. She's killed at least two people.
I say, you know what, I look at it, but I say yes, yes in French. Now I've got patience to seek, and you let me go.
He actually seems shocked. Actually, how good are you?
I am very good at I speak almost fluently.
Okay. He will say something in French like, ah, oh, there's a slight provisional accent to you, but very good for a non-Frenchman.
And I rub my eyes.
If you are approached, look at him. I cannot emphasize enough. This woman is armed and dangerous, and has already killed twice, and likely will kill again to ensure that she's able to escape from Metapol. I thank you for your time. You pack.
I quickly raise an objection or raise a hand to grab his attention. Miss Piet, may I quickly inquire, what have you done with the papers you acquired yesterday from my brother?
They have been given to the French consulate.
Ensure it is in
some code that we do not understand, but our people are working on it. Obviously, it has something to do with how Strasser was compromised. We will find out. Don't you worry.
Please ensure that they do not slip your net. We do not wish them to leave the embassy.
Well, of course.
Good.
And he looks over at the Crown's representative, who just kind of shakes his head. And he says, very well. Remember, she is dangerous and she is armed. You, sir, he looks at... Sorry. Which character is it?
Marlow, Marshall, von Hundegaard.
Yes, Barbara. Von Hundegaard. He looks over at you and says, "She's responsible for the corpse in your flat."
Right. And is she the kind of person who would ransack a flat as well, or was this merely the removal of another annoyance?
And he kind of does the, you know, the clears his throat and spits and says, "Ah, nothing is beyond these spies, these political intriguers."
Do I detect a personal interest here?
Only the justice be done.
No, I'm simply trying to rile him up. I need someone to annoy at this point, and I've had it up to my ears with this guy before now, so.
Unless you guys have anything else you want to stop him with, he's going to leave the room. The Crown's agent stands up, and at this point you notice he's had a newspaper carefully folded in his lap. He tosses it to the table so that you can all see it, the front page showing, and nods at you and leaves the room. On the front page, it's an expose talking about Major Strasser found dead of a heart attack, likely fending off a mugger. They gloss over the fact that he had an illegal firearm on him to fend off the mugger, but says they are looking in the hospitals for a wounded man. Blood was found around the scene. But they're marking it off as him having a heart attack while being mugged and fending off the mugger.
Most unfortunate.
Absolutely.
You might be able to sense a slight smirk and guess as he says that.
Perhaps a closer look at the Major Strasser would be beneficial, so he understand what information he was privy to.
Well, I don't think his body's going to tell us that.
No, but people have ears. Someone will have heard something. Couriers for the documents.
Only the, you know, well, we already know, you know.
Perhaps we could discuss this elsewhere. There's no further need to.
Yeah.
Time here.
I mean.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And I still have 3 shells left to go.
I'm back to Drina. Okay, an hour's passed, Drina. Your appointment is scheduled.
Oh, what is the secretary's name?
Let's call her Stacy Owens. And I'll write that down as she'll likely be a reoccurring person here.
Especially if my character dies.
Yeah, and for some reason, Nicholas is worried about this meeting. I don't know why.
I'm not worried about your meeting.
He's worried about what he found and who he found it from.
So, this time, instead of going through all the elaborate security, apparently Mr. Tesla was in meetings all day because he is... Your time slot is scheduled in a meeting room, a boardroom that's just letting out as you are brought in. His manservant is there cleaning up the area that... four men kind of leave the conference room as you come in, all, you know, nod their heads at you. And
how do they look? Happy or unhappy?
Very unhappy.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm. Tesla looks up as he clears some papers on his desk, and he has a frown on his face at first, but then he sees you and he kind of brightens up. Oh, Miss Auerbauer, please come in.
Sure, I say, pretty colega, and I give him a kiss on each cheek. By the way, what is your manservant's name?
Just a second here.
Jenkins.
Uh-oh, he's asking.
He kind of looks at you oddly. He raggles his eyebrows. He pats your stomach and says, "Ha-ha, the old fire hasn't left, I see. Send my... I'll be sure to send a box of cigars during the occasion."
Yeah, as well. It's one of those, it's a blessing. That's all I say.
he's introduced his manservant as Samuel Perkins.
Hello again, Samuel.
Good evening, my lady. What would you require? A beverage? Perhaps something to eat?
No, actually, I won't be here long enough. Mr. Tesla's time is very valuable. I had a, well, I only had one question to ask. There's a gentleman, he's a kind of speculator. He likes to give startup money to inventors. Name of Rathke. Do you know him or know anybody who can get in touch with him?
He looks at you kind of gravely for a moment and kind of motions over to a chair and says, Perkins, close the door, please. Standard procedures. Yes, sir. He waits for you.
All right. Yes, I go along, of course.
Well, he's waiting for you to sit down.
No, I do.
Okay. You sit down. He waits a moment, and there's a little red light that kind of flashes from the ceiling for just a moment. He nods his head, and...
Oh, can I say, I do appreciate the clock. It always has the right time.
He nods. Very useful device. What do you know about nuclear power? He seems to be, you know, he's playing with some papers in his hands as he just kind of nonchalantly asks you that.
Nuclear power. What do I know
about splitting of atoms to use its intrinsic power of that division to power things. What do you feel about it? Straightening some papers.
I think this is right at the edges of my knowledge, and I think it probably will be possible, but I don't think anybody in our generation is going to manage to pull it off.
You say possible, but should it happen? He kind of stares.
Possible. Well, should it happen? I think most likely yes. I think, and in fact, when it comes to matters of human ingenuity, what we may think about what should or should not happen is a moot point, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be for the inventors of another generation to make that decision. If you look at history, very rarely when something is possible do people turn away from it. I mean, the Japanese chose to turn away from firearms for over 100 years, and... they paid a terrible price for it, didn't they?
You know,
once somebody discovers an advantage, that advantage is going to be realized, whatever anybody wants or no.
He kind of leans back in his chair and seems to relax a little and says, and it seems to be like he's talking to himself, but definitely loud enough that you can hear, and he says, but I often wonder if sometimes there are things that are better left undiscovered. And then he focuses on you more and says, Rathke, why do you want him?
It seems that he's probably a part of a chain of people that, we may need some information on.
To what end?
I don't want to... Well?
To what end?
To what end, yeah? That is something I'm going to have to determine later. I don't want to outright declare him as an enemy because I don't know that he is one or not. He's an important man like you are, and he has people who work for him, and it could be that it's just a coincidence that his name has come up. Maybe other people that work for him have been using his name or other property of his in order to do the acts that they've been trying to do. My plan is, if you give me his information to contact him, is that I have some inventions of my own, the kind of thing that he seems to be interested in financing new inventions and new discoveries. My plan is to just get access to the man and speak to him as someone with, you know, someone with some inventions that she may want to follow up on and needs a little bit of funding for. And then once I've met him in person, I can make my own decision.
The appellation of merchant of death was never applied better to, than to this man that you're hunting. He acquires technology that can be used in the best purposes militaristically, and if down in downright hideous ways. He acquires these technologies for a specific corporation that I believe you have ran into in your more recent dealings. He's the man that supplies them with their technology and makes sure that they are continually at the forefront of military technology. He shakes his head. He's not unknown to me. We've been tracking him for years now. We've never been able to put a hand on him. His business dealings are perfectly legitimate in all the countries that he's applied his trade in. It can never be no direct link to the 3R Corporation other than the selling of the technology could ever be proven on this man, nor have we ever been able to get him on any legal matter to get him into a court.
Right.
But we do have a dossier on him, which I am more than willing to let you have a look at. I'll have it delivered to your place of business through the usual channels. It may take a few days.
That's fine. And as I said, really, all I'm going to do is approach him as, say, any ambitious inventor might approach an important man and ask for resources in order to continue my work.
He nods and says, "Miss Ehrbauer, Drina, the documents that you will receive are not complete. I'll give you one more bit of information. The name Rathke was assumed after a falling out with his mentor. You may have some luck tracking down his earlier life by using the last name Edison."
I did not expect that strong a reaction.
No! I love Edison!
He nods his head to you and says, "Happy
from across the city." That's very appropriate because...
Wait, Edison...
Edison was really a jerk if you ever read the history. And
no,
Edison
I read the history.
Really didn't get along right. Very well.
Just because him and Tesla didn't get along doesn't mean Edison is right. A jerk.
So
if you look at the history, Edison is a jerk.
Yes.
Hold on, guys. So yeah, Edison is, he's that older guy who lives in New Jersey with the light bulbs and the battery company.
And shocks horses to death, as I recall.
All right.
He just nods and says...
So wait a minute, Rapke was a student of his or worked in his studio or what?
No, he basically just said that Rathke is an assumed name, that you would have better luck finding out Rathke's earlier life by looking up the name Edison.
Oh.
That's all he's told you.
I see. That's odd. Why would Edison make this assumed... Well, that's a silly question. If Rathke is selling weapons, then of course anybody who would, however... Even somebody as big and as wealthy as Tom Edison would want, like, some sort of alter ego to sell this stuff through. All right. Interesting. All right, well, I've taken up enough of your time. And the moment I know something, I will let you know. Perhaps when I'm done, your dossier will be much more complete than it is right now.
He stands up to give you a proper exit. And also in so doing, ringing in his manservant to open the door. Red light flashes again. Pleasure, Miss Auerbauer. Oh. It's a shame that we can't meet on matters of less than business. Go ahead.
Actually, we can. I don't have a good candidate for this. Would you be my child's godfather?
Yeah, it's just about to
say. He looks a little taken aback, but he bows very formally and very deeply and says, I would be honored.
Sure, I give him a little hug, and I am off back to the garage.
All right. Meanwhile, back in the non-interrogation room. What were you doing during all of this, Mr. Marlowe?
I was doing that.
Getting the ball running on finding out what holdings they have here. Right. Okay, like I said, that it's, with the role you had, I will give you information, but it will take a bit.
If I blow another... Well, let me see if I can go on with other people.
Okay. All right, so Pierre has just left, and so has the Crown's representative. You're still at the police station.
And I've suggested that we go somewhere else to talk about this.
Okay, hold on.
I'm gonna...
Rolling for the child's gender, ladies and gentlemen. On D4, odds are male, evens are female. It's a girl.
That's that child's aspect almost.
There you go. All right.
Like, that child's gonna live a somewhat privileged life.
Not entirely sure.
I got a mechanical pony.
It'll be a very interesting one, if nothing else.
There's the possibility of being made into a mechanical pony.
You just strap this on here, and strap this on here, and blow your mouth, and it blows fire.
Hey, that's got nothing to do with Edison, though. That's all Drina right there.
Well,
her kids have a mechanical man they could potentially put on to roughhouse around the house with.
So you're changing venues. Oh, and by the way, Drina will have gotten the message when she gets back home that you were to be at the police station when you were able to.
Yeah, I make my way over there.
So I guess
so. You will bump into Drina as you guys are leaving the police station, then.
So, any good news?
Blah. Tell her what Pierre told us.
Blah about Rathke and the Godfather.
Shall we adjourn?
Right. So, by the way, do we have a good description of this Dietrich, since she is such a dangerous woman?
One of us must have a photo at this point, right?
Wait a minute. Is she the chick I stripped her jetpack from?
No.
Okay.
Then I can just turn it off.
That's fine, because she's not getting it back.
Have you had any luck translating the documents?
I don't want to discuss it here.
Yes.
Oh, all right. I thought we'd already moved. All right, fine.
Once we're back at...
No, so we adjourned back to Drina's place, I believe. Because
I
have to
request some strong coffee.
Your hands ain't broken. The kitchen's over there.
Thank you.
I do have a question of how much do you believe these claims against Marlene?
Me? I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
I don't know. I don't trust Pierre.
I don't trust him either.
It must be the accent.
It is. I believe she's dangerous. Do I believe that she's on the wrong side somehow? That I'm not sure of.
Okay, if we ever have a character in here who is out and out full-on French, they're in trouble. The note there that you got, whatever it was, shows evidence that, well, has indications, if not provable evidence, that Strasser was selling secrets to other parties around Metropole.
We know for sure. We let you know that what's his name was trying to buy secrets from the guy who was killed.
What's his name?
Spiros.
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 Yeah.
Spiros. Yes. And there's also this letter to the company that says that the. Warning Strasser that the French are onto him. It does indeed seem that, according to this letter, Marlene is indeed a courier who was going to deliver to him a new identity to get him out of Metropole. And that someone else.
Vaguely reminds me of something you've done before.
Yeah, we may need to trick along those lines again. And that someone else knew this and knew who his new identity was going to be. How much of this was a setup to get Strasser out of the way, and how much this new identity is maybe one of us could adopt it and see what happens then? I'm really not sure at this moment.
So the package was a warning from, does it sound like, a person who was trying to gain an advantage over Major
Strasser? He didn't ask for money or anything, but he didn't identify himself either.
I can fill in at least that he has a connection with the aristocracy of Germany. And that ties in yet again with 3R, who we know are very interested in German politics.
We do know that 3R they're not part of the government, they're sort of an underground growing.
Yeah, but at the same point in time, we also know that they have some government backing of some sort.
Seem to have some sort of connections.
Miss Erbaut, do you have a very fast method of getting me to Germany?
Define fast.
Fast enough that I will still be able to be angry enough to impale my brother when I get back.
All right.
Would you want to impale him when you get there, not back?
Well, no. Let's wish to get there, torture him, bring him back here, extract information, and then I wish to exact retribution for this set of circumstances I find myself in, which will left my collection in absolute ruins.
I see. Do you want to get him back fast, or do you not want to get caught?
At this point, I really do not care. I sit down and drink a very strong cup of coffee.
I have a submersible.
Where are you guys holding this conversation, please?
I'm assuming Drina's office.
In the office.
With the clock. See.
And yes, I have a submersible if you... I don't know how much we would stick out wandering around Germany, however.
Not sure how practical it would be right this minute.
That's not something that we could do now.
There are other concerns to worry about.
Fine. So,
such as clearing Marlene's name, or at least getting her out of the city.
Wait, so you know where she is?
I have an idea, yes. I haven't actually met up with her, but...
Mr. Marshall, perhaps now is not the time to be thinking about preserving whatever it is you've got going, and giving us some facts might actually be of use. please. It would be, it would make life so much simpler at this point.
Well, as the fact stands, she is a German courier. She is accused of killing Major Stresser. And I do not believe that she did this.
Okay.
And I would like to see her out of the city and safe.
So, just... So why don't do you not think she did this?
She was delivering the package to Stresser, according to this note, so... Why would she kill him?
What I mean is... I'm sorry, I've been double-talking again. Excuse me, I pick it up from being around you. I mean, is there some direct reason why you would know that she did not kill him? Like, they're both in the same world-spanning conspiracy or something. Or are you just, like, acting on a hunch here?
She may have. I cannot say that she... I cannot rule out that she may have killed him. But I'm not seeing how benefits... But the evidence that we have do not indicate that she was planning on doing that.
Your ability to avoid answering a direct question is almost a superpower. Do you know that? It is, like, it is superhuman.
It comes from working in a government bureaucracy.
Okay. Can you just at least tell us how much of the description we have been given is accurate? Is she this black widow we have been given to understand that she is?
I'm not aware of her killing anyone, that's all I can say. Yeah, I said I can't say that she can't. She may have been doing it. Can't deny that. We have on our own occasion had need to kill people.
Right, never mind.
Now, who again, is we?
You know what? I'm going with Gavin on this one. He's not going to tell me, but I'm thinking he's probably right. So, what do we do now?
We locate her, and then we decide on a safe place to secrete her.
Okay. We could get her out of the city, like we have. Gotten other people out of the city before.
Yes, but we already know you've been watched.
Can we have a chat with her beforehand?
While we're getting out of the city, yes, it would be good to get her side of the story, find out her facts. Yes.
Fine, let's get to her.
I'm not sure the same method would be so wise.
Well, as you say, though, we are possibly being watched even now, so trying to do so discreetly.
We could wait until nightfall. They probably can't see through the fog, and we can.
Mm.
Where is that detective gone? He would probably he seems to be the least observed of all of us. And I doubt my connection is worth noting, really. So,
also, the very first person who would be useful to be, I nod towards the doctor.
What if the doctor were to leave loudly declaring that he is going to go to the hideout of the wanted criminal, and then he would draw off all of the people watching us now, and then we go through the sewers, exit, hop in my car, and go to this Dietrich woman?
Because we need the doctor to get there?
Right, okay.
She is at a hospital.
That would explain
it. And I'm thinking we get the doctor to come up with some way to transfer her, only she doesn't make it to the other hospital.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a nurse. I do have a nurse's uniform.
I was thinking we.
I wonder why you have that.
Mr. White might be able to help us get out of the city like he did before.
Okay. Yes, you can wonder as much as you like. All right, Gavin, I think that sounds like a plan.
And then while we're transporting her, we can get her side of the story.
So how are we going to ensure that the transportation itself is not being followed?
Well, if there's more than one ambulance there, we may have a wee game of, I believe they call it cup and balls.
I like this. I like what you're saying. And,
although I did recently see it being done with cargo containers.
I loved that movie too, but we'll talk about that later. Yeah, I think
physics, who needs it?
On the way out, I will grab. Here's what we will do. Marlo?
Yes, I show up.
You will wear the nurse, the dress of my nurse's uniform. You will.
This air bower.
He will be the decoy. Shush. We'll be the decoy.
We will rush into
an ambulance. I will drive. We will, at breakneck speed, hurtle through the cities of Metropole and lose the bad guys, while Gaven and the real Ms. Dietrich make the getaway.
Perhaps subtle is the better way to go than overt. Perhaps there is another way out of this house that we could lose the people who are watching us.
What, out of here, out of the garage? Yeah, we have the exit through the sewers, but then the hospital's probably being watched also.
Yeah, there are two groups of people watching us. Mm-hmm. Currently, it looks like, and they appear to be unaware of each other.
Fascinating.
Hold on a sec.
Has anyone got a cheat sheet to help keep these people straight?
Right.
Well. So, I would figure a group, perhaps Gat, being that Mr. Gavin over here is the totally not unsuspicious person that he is, perhaps he just walking away might distract them.
If I may, would these people probably be monitoring the phone line?
Before you do anything risky, might I ask you something? Do you happen to be able to put someone into a vegetative state, I believe it is called?
Yeah, he has that horrifying knockout gas which caused him.
Vegetative, no, but unconscious, yes.
I wouldn't want to risk vegetative. I was thinking that perhaps if this woman is indeed a patient, that's just assuming a lot, and I wait for Mr. Marshall to correct me if I am wrong, but do they not dispose of bodies quite easily, without much armed guard or response? Would that not be a very quick way of getting her out?
Once again, I would not want to risk putting her that close to death. It is not wise.
I think the decoy idea is still our best move.
Well, what I am thinking is a variant on a decoy is, now we could decide which way we want to play this, but I could call my physician's assistant and have him go pick somebody up. And we could decide whether we want it to be the right person or the wrong person. And I'm thinking that if I make a call and tell him to go pick up a patient from a random hospital, if it's the wrong person, they're probably going to assume it's the right person. She'll be under an assumed name, I'm assuming, anyway.
Yes.
And that personnel gets supremely good treatment for free on me. And at the same point of time, we have the decoy.
All right. So
that's assuming they're monitoring our phone lines. Now I just need to know
what would be a safe thing to do.
Right, that is true.
I need to phone up a hospital to find out who we want to pick, but how do I get a name? I'm thinking that I just say Jane Smith, and that should probably get me a hit at whatever hospital I call.
Well, if there's some way we could get a look at the patient register before we make the phone call.
But the question is, how do I do that from here?
I could do that. I mean, I'm one of the others who is not under close surveillance. I mean, if I leave this place, I believe Miss Ebbau is...
You and Gavin are probably the two people under surveillance.
They don't seem to... Well, Courier, they've raided the place, they know the notes are gone, and they suspect me of nothing, really.
You had a Frenchman's body in your apartment.
Yes, searching for the document, but that was gone. And now the French themselves have the document.
Right, but you still had a Frenchman's body. French, probably, maybe a spy guy? Just guessing. Probably not too smart of a spy guy, but... I mean, I would watch you.
by what do you mean that you would make
sure
that I came out uninjured, or do you mean that you would be at a safe distance with some sort of cool beverage in hand?
Well, you know, cool is a relative term.
Speaking of, that's one way to distract them. If we know where they're watching us from, we simply send people over there with, say, beverages to say, would you like a nice beverage, sir? And that would freak out.
Well, there are many street urchins that seem to wander these streets.
Exactly. Just bust their covers. That's a good way to get them off guard.
The Ebbau Motor regulars.
Yeah, it's a good way to give us a few, at least a couple of minutes of freedom while they suddenly have to change over guard, change over watches.
Again, how do we find out where these guys are if somebody is watching here?
They're here and here.
Yes, exactly. I think Mr. Marlowe already was aware of their positions.
I see.
One is watching from one end, the other is watching from the other end. Mm-hmm. And they seem to not notice that they're watching. That's weird.
That's okay. Why we do the both of them at the same time, make it obvious so they do recommend we have each other. And
is that such an...
Interesting if one of us went and had a conversation with the other one of them, and then we leave the two of them to discuss matters between each other.
Or send a note.
Well, they're not going to discuss matters, they're going to...
Yes, but they're going to put suspicion onto each other.
I don't like that plan. There's a secret way out of here. Perhaps we should... I don't understand why we don't use the secret way. Or at least one of us, I look at Gavin, or perhaps the other one.
From upstairs, you hear, Honey, can you come up here for a minute?
Hold on. I go upstairs.
Your husband is kind of crouched down and looking through the window and says, there's a guy on the roof next door. Looks like he's doing something to our phone line.
Oh, yeah, that's totally normal. Don't use the phone.
Perfectly normal.
Or actually, do use the phone. Would you do me a favor? Give your mom a call. Chat with her for a few minutes.
Ask how her chronic illness is.
Which phone do you want me to use? In the kitchen or up here?
Let's see, which one is the guy trying to tap into?
Same line. Hey, just the one in the kitchen has got your cuckoo clock.
Come to the kitchen.
Okay. Sure, he picks up the phone, your cuckoo clock chimes, the bird comes out, and he makes his phone call.
Do you want to do that? Are you sure? You want to do that, Miss Airbauer? And not use the other phone that...
No. This is... They can listen to this.
Gina, she wants to know if we can come over next week for some pot roast.
Jesus if we Christ. Can bring... Yes.
She wants a cake. Can you make a cake?
Just keep her talking for 20 minutes, I think is good. 20 minutes.
He gives you the exasperated sigh, like, oh, if only it were 20 minutes.
Yes. I give him a hug and a kiss. Okay. We could go to the secret exit, and what if someone were to sneak up on one of their cars and disable it, perhaps, with a little knife to the tire?
That would require someone who uses a knife.
If we're going through the under entrance, we can simply just come up somewhere completely away and just not be
near them. Just use the tram system.
Fair enough. Okay.
We haven't. Wait, the doctor has a car. Is his car here?
It's probably parked at the front.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you don't have a backup car. That sucks. Oh, well. I use the tram system.
Yeah, it's tram. I'm not a big fan of this tram business.
Of course, Drina has a way of getting around that's slightly obvious, but she can take with her.
By slightly obvious, you mean?
Oh, come on. Everybody has a jetpack.
Yes.
It everyone seems to be the trend.
Every woman mechanic I know, who is also a mad scientist, has a jetpack.
What if I was to fly above them and drop some large tubs of paint on them, on their cars?
Okay. Mr. Gavin, perhaps you have a plan that might be slightly less ridiculous than secret, secret 8, totally not suspicious Gavin.
I was just simply thinking we can go out through the other entrance and simply come up away from here and then go about our business.
That sounds good. Let's do that.
So it is early evening as this is all going on, so it's not quite dark yet. Do you want to wait for dark, or?
I'd like to... can I... Miss Ebba, do you know of a... rascally group of children who would be interested in earning a few extra pennies?
I wouldn't. Yeah, sure. Let's circle them up. I've got 8 kids.
Right. We are aware of which cars are theirs, correct?
Yep.
I think marking them out would actually be of benefit. I mean, just to ensure that we do recognize them, and I think these children would be more than happy to play with paint for a while.
That's absolutely correct. I'm declaring a sleepover. I think we can get, at least 15 kids over here.
Sure. Spend a chip and you make it so.
Done.
Yeah. And... so you descend like locusts upon the air power motors.
It's like we find myself running out of dollars. I'm running out of dollars at this rate.
So shall we explain to them the game that we're going to play?
Well, a few friends of ours have very dull and boring cars. We would like to ensure that they are well known throughout the entire town for having beautifully well-painted and fabulous-looking cars, and so we would like you to go out and ensure that they never have dull-looking cars again.
I think I would like to go on record as saying this is a bad idea. This is a horrifyingly bad idea. They have sent poor watchmen after us. If we alert them to the fact that they are poor watchmen, they will send better guys.
You are shouted down by a mob of children who are like, yeah, paint the cars, paint the cars.
Oh, for the love of Aisha. This was a mistake.
That was inevitable, Marlo. That was inevitable.
Yes.
If nothing else, it will be a very amusing mistake, and it might just brighten us all up a bit.
A gang of children are like a drawn blade. You can't resheath it until they've seen blood.
I go in the back and take out the ludicrous colors that nobody ever asks for, like electric pink and chartreuse, and I hand them out to the kids with some sponges and brushes.
And now half the cars in the neighborhood are going to be electric.
Yeah, they descend out the doors, right?
Gentlemen, we will wait for the moment of maximum chaos.
As you look out the windows, yeah, the mob has separated into two groups as they descend upon the cars. At first, there's no response at all, and then each car, a couple of guys come up, and they start yelling at the kids and shaking their hands, you know, fists at the kids, and the kids just continue to laugh, and they're actually painting over the windshields in some cases. The guys,
Bert, I want to do something before we leave.
Sure.
I look out the window and go, oh, God, not my car.
Sure. So you could have a tip for that. Your car is caught in the mass of children. You've now got the hippie mobile. But the guys look completely perplexed at what's going on, and they don't quite know how to handle it. You know, they tried angry words, and it looks like neither of the groups want to resort to pummeling children, so they just kind of look helplessly on as children decorate their cars. But it looks like they're
anyway.
No looking at your house.
Now
in
we
back row, you hear your husband saying, yeah, we'll make it chocolate. Yeah, I'm sure she can put coconut on it.
Gentlemen, the enemy is otherwise occupied. I think we can move on now.
Mm-hmm. You admit the enemy, and it is us.
With electric pink paint. Okay, so to the hospital ward.
To the hospital.
Sure. So the underground passage pops open several blocks down, and are you going to take the tram there, I guess, or hotwire a car?
I would like to take the tram. I feel bad about the illegal things we have done so far.
We're planning on taking an ambulance while we're there. We can just.
I'm dropping a chip to declare that my car is over here.
You dropped it off at your sister's a while back and just left it there. if I remember right, the hole does open up somewhere near a relative's house.
Yes.
Yeah, that happened a game or two ago. Yes. Okay. So yes, there's a car there. It's one of your beaters, one of the ones you use when. It's your experimental car, we'll say.
Excellent.
It's not pretty, but it's rigged out.
I smell the use of my universal gadget this session.
Yes.
We're not there yet.
Oh, but we will be. We will be there.
Okay.
We are there.
Everybody give me alertness rolls, as I'm sure you're all checking to see if you're having a tail following you. Who's driving? Ooh. I assume that's Drina, in which case you don't...
Nobody is driving but me.
Right.
You don't let anyone drive but you.
Pretty much, yeah. Unless you want social combat.
I got
a
2.
I got a 4.
No, can't beat the 4.
I've only got a 1.
You're pretty sure that no one is following you when you take off.
I sit in the back, smushed in between the other two gentlemen who are in the back.
Mm-hmm. So you're heading off to District 2, Mercy's Ward Hospital, one of the larger ones in the area.
I'm cursing in German about being squashed.
I'm replying to him in German about saying, I know already.
So you pull up, find a parking place. It's pretty packed. This one gets a lot of cases. They deal a lot with patients that are not just in and out. It's like long-term care.
All right, we need to somehow get access to the patient register.
Well, if only our face man was here.
Yes.
Could I talk to the people in charge or the people on the front desk?
Sure, you come into registration, and could you put the mic a little closer? You're coming in faint.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's a nurse there, and says, admitting or visiting?
We wish to check on a patient. The doctor here who is accompanying me he has reason to believe that there may be a problem and that she needs transferring to a special hospital to suit her very specific needs.
Oh, doctor, she looks up and let's see. Eyes glaze over. Doctor.
I'm Dr. Barba. Here's my card.
Barba. She takes her card, scratches her head.
Surely you know of the great Dr. Barba, and he's renowned across the world for his brilliant medical practices and the fact that he is a special, he has special training in the matter where this patient is concerned. We believe that she may carry a very infectious and dangerous disease from foreign lands.
Okay, go ahead and give me a rapport roll. Let's see.
This better down the work. Okay, that should be a plus.
And plus. The doctor can give me a contact roll as a support roll, since he's kind of tapping you as the authority figure here.
I've got a plus three.
Oh, that's a good roll.
I could add more if you need. Okay, so
I have a 5 for contacts.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that'd be a plus 5.
No, he had a 5 would add a plus 3 to yours, actually.
Alright, plus 2. Plus 6.
Plus 2. Plus 6. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Plus 2. So what's your total?
That'll be 5 so far.
Oh, that's pretty good. You succeed. I will take your speech as stated. And she's like, oh, well, that's terrible. What's her name? She pulls out the registry, looks expectantly.
Mr. Marshall. Now would be a good time.
Can I get a look at the register?
She looks, you don't know the patient's name?
No, but can I get a look at the register?
Can you get a look at it? Throw me a chip and I'll say you've got a great view of the page she's got open.
Have a chip.
Sure. There's only one name that has the correct initials. There's an Alina Porter.
Yes, Miss Alina Porter. Recently admitted. Hopefully we can catch her before anything bad happens.
She puts her finger down on the book, finds a line, says, oh dear, yeah, she's in here for undiagnosed illness. I guess you're the specialist they called in. Third floor, room 302.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to go ahead and make sure that nobody else besides us is in that area. I would hate for it to catch on. We're going to have to take special precautions ourselves.
We can't clear the floor. There's a lot of patients that can't be moved on that floor.
Surely well, not the floor, but at least it's the immediate area.
Okay. You can clear the
floor. It's a private room. There's no one in there. I can notify the nurses just to make sure that you're not impeded. I'll call ahead. Go on up. And she gets on.
Doctor, don't we also need to secure a vehicle? I say that quietly so she can't hear us.
We have a
vehicle. Yeah, definitely.
We will also be requiring transport as we do not have a fully equipped vehicle to account for any emergencies which occur en route.
I definitely wouldn't want her staying here long term. There's a chance it could spread through the air ducts. We've got to get to a special facility.
I can authorize a van. Can I see your credentials, sir, just so I know where to which establishment she's going to?
Yeah, I'll show her my credentials. Or I already gave her my card.
Yeah, okay, good enough. She writes down that information on there. But yeah, she you would have credentials as well, so she looks at that. She gets on the phone and just nods you on, and she's like, Heather, yeah, we've got some people coming up, room 301. Specialist, yeah. They should be taking you out today. Just make sure it goes well. Some risk of contagion you hear as you're walking down, walking away.
Oh, it's just a special precaution. You should make sure that all your staff are properly checked out. Perhaps a quick examination of all those who have come into contact with her on that floor.
She says,
hey, "You're not coughing up blood, are you?"
Yeah, she looks a little worried. She's like, "Well, only two nurses and one doctor have seen her. I'll make sure they know." All right, 301. 301 is a private room.
We also grab some of those hospital masks. So.
Ah, yes.
I give everybody hospital masks, actually. I have them on me.
Yeah.
My, what a large doctor's bag you have.
The nurse is on floor 3 as you go up, just kind of nod you on pass as they're expecting you. 301 is, there's 3 more doors on this hallway, but it's not in view of the registration desk, and there's no one else out and about.
Mr. Marshall, this is your area.
Well, I was actually wondering if someone wouldn't mind having a look around just to make sure nothing else is going on.
I will look around.
I'll proceed down to the other end of the corridor and make sure that no one suspicious comes up.
Besides us.
I put on a set of gloves and walk in there.
Those looking around, just give me rolls and just lay them on the table. I'll get back to you in a minute. All right. It's a private room. The door is locked.
That's alert.
I got a 3.
Okay.
2. It's locked?
Yep.
Yeah. Knock on the door.
We don't have the key?
Well, no one gave you it, nor did you ask for it. It's a private room, so they can lock them if they want. Yes?
Can you open the door, please?
Kaven?
Marlene?
She comes to the door, door's unlocked. She lets you in. She's dressed in a hospital gown, but she's smoking and has been out of bed. Dressed. She's got clothes on underneath the gown.
My kind of gal.
I've come to get you out.
Who's your friend?
I'm Drina. I'm carrying his baby.
Yeah, she kind of looks at you, Gavin.
No, I'm not.
I look just as stunned as everyone else would be. I was waiting for the doctor to introduce himself, because I know he wants to.
Oh, I always introduce myself. I'm Alexander Barba, a doctor from around these parts. Pleasure to meet you.
Never heard of you.
Why has nobody ever heard of me? Anyway. I'm famous in my own mind. It doesn't matter.
She looks at Gavin. You're here to get me out of here?
Yep. You'll have to come with us. We move now.
Takes off her hospital robe and grabs a...
It might be best to leave that on. Is there a trolley around that we can put on?
Well, the gurney, the bed itself can, it's got wheels and can be unlocked to move around. It's hospital bed.
Did they clear out the word, Bert?
Say that again.
Like I'd ask.
Yeah, there was no one else on the word? Floor, except for the nurses at the front station. There was no one else on the floor that you saw. You guys poking around confirmed that there are 2 nurses at the front desk. Everyone else seems to be left in their rooms. No one else is wandering the halls anyway.
Do we want to grab another gurney and do the whole 2 gurney thing or not?
Don't think we need to go that far.
Okay.
And remember this, please look as deathly ill as you can.
She's going to be out of sight anyway.
It never hurts to have an additional effect.
She takes a big drag on her cigarette, holds her breath in, puts a cigarette out, and then starts having a hacking cough, looks at it and says, good enough?
Perfect.
I like her.
You are a master of the acting world. Now, if we could please move on.
Bert, I want to spend a chip to declare something.
Okay.
I'm taking off the top part of my doctor's gown, and my shirt that I'm wearing underneath is bloody, so I got a big blood spot in the center of my shirt.
Sure.
And I've got to spend a chip with is that blood on your shirt to make that so.
Nice.
All right. She has like a small duffel that she kind of hides in the hospital bed and hops in.
Let's roll, as they say.
And as we're going out, I'm going, clear the way. She's worse than I thought. Like, clearly visible with the blood on the shirt and everything.
The two nurses at the registration desk kind of back off. Both of them put masks on and, you know, just kind of eyes are wide and staring.
Okay, wheel them out of the vehicle.
I'll proceed in front of the rest of the group. So, about a corridor ahead of them. Mm-hmm.
The whole corridor is empty. They kind of have like a... it's an elevator system that's set up to move, you know, a patient in a hospital bed to go up and down floors. You're going to take her out?
All right.
You're going to take her out first floor, or are you going to take her out in like the you know, like parking garage, basement level?
Parking garage. We're going to the ambulance.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Door opens. There's a van that's pulled around to the entrance. There's an orderly, you know, he's a dark guy. He's also smoking a cigarette. He quickly kind of throws it behind his back and stubs it out as you come out. I mean, he straightens up and says, "Doctor," yeah, looking at the guy with the bloodstained shirt. "I've got your van ready."
"What, are you crazy? You don't have a mask on? What, do you want to get caught? I can't believe this."
"Move, man. We'll take it from here."
All right, go ahead and give me a roll there. His duty is to drive the truck. If you're going to try and talk him out of it,
I'm going to fill his head with a load of facts as well about how horrible this thing is. If I can.
Rapport.
Yes.
Or either that, or you can do it as a threat. You know.
I can do a threat.
Okay. Can I use intimidation then? Because my version of intimidation is empathy.
Unless you want me to do medicine, and then I can do like just try to talk about it by describing how horrible this thing is.
Hey, that's still an intimidation, even if you're doing it that way.
Okay. Well, then
I have 3.
Then for rapport, I have a 4.
So yeah, that's plenty good. He's like, "Oh, yes, sir. Keys are inside. Please just have somebody. I guess it needs to be cleaned out.
Yes, sir, I'll take the car. Take the keys, please."
He actually just starts running. He's like,
"I'm in there. The engine is running. I'm pulling away. Slowly pulling away. Someone jump in the back."
"I will jump in the back.
We've got her loaded in the back. I'm in the back along with Gavin, yeah. I guess, right?"
"And we're off.
Do we need a dummy van?"
"No, we've already decided against that."
Everybody can make me alertness rolls again to see if you actually are being followed or not, except for the driver.
I have no idea. 2. It's kind of distracted.
That's 1, 2, 3.
No, I got a 1.
I've got 3. I've got a 3.
And I have a 4.
Like last time. 2, 3, 4.
All right. It's getting towards evening now, so there's definitely less traffic on the road, and the traffic that is there is driving slow because of the descending fog that's starting to come in as Drina pulls down her glasses over her head. So you don't think anyone is following you, and it would also make it difficult because of the fog. Now the question is, where are you headed?
Docks was my idea.
Okay, to the docks. What are we doing there?
Get her on board a ship to getting out of here. But
we're
on the way,
find the Nimrod, assault it, and then get her out on the Nimrod.
Can I also just spend a chip now to say that the paint we used was fluorescent? So that even if it is foggy, we'll still be able to see them.
So you're heading to the docks.
Those poor guys just lost their jobs.
Like Mr. White's docks, I would guess, since you got it in there.
As I said before, my plan. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Okay, so you pull up to the docks.
Well, on the way, we'll also be asking her for her story.
Sure. Full night by the time you arrive. In the meantime, while you're in the back, She honestly, she doesn't know. She says, well, I'm a courier. I work for the German government. I deliver packages and two people in situations that are highly, well, secretive, or the government doesn't want people to know that it's being delivered. I was supposed to deliver a package to Major Strasser while I was here. And I was told that once delivered, I had to bring back something from him. And she kind of gets this, you know, kind of frown on her face. It's she is not a very young woman. She's like in her, I guess, maybe early 30s or so. But she definitely looks very, as she's talking to you, she looks young. She's got this kind of defenseless kind of attitude. And, you know, she just, you want to protect her is the feeling that you get. Give me a second. Yeah. If anybody actually wants to, well, anyway, that's the feeling that you're kind of getting as she speaks. But she said, and then she kind of gets this frown on her face, and she says, "That old bastard wouldn't give me the package back. He said he insisted that I stay with him for at least a week, so to show me all that Metapol had to offer. It was everything I could do to keep his hands off me the entire time. But I had my orders, and I couldn't leave without the package." And then she kind of gets quiet and says, then things started to get odd. I gave him an ultimatum. I told him that I had to have the package. I had to leave before the end of the week. And he said something about there being a higher bidder, and that if I wanted it, that our government would have to play ball. I made some phone calls. We got an agent in place that had made him an offer, and he was supposed to make a payment and pick up the package. And then the next thing I know, Major Strasser they said he had a heart attack while fending off some mugger. And
did he have a heart issue? Was he taking medication?
He was.
Heart medication? Oh.
Was his name Spiros? Was that your other agent or his code name?
I don't know names. They just told me they sent an agent to deal with it.
It's safer for everyone involved.
What connection does my brother have to this?
But things have gotten odd since then. I've been being followed. I know it's not my guys, and I'm pretty sure it's not Strasser's guys. And my agency was able to get me into that safe house, that hospital. I've been holed up there since. I don't know what's going on. And she actually, you know, does look quite confused. And I'm sorry, you were saying what about your brother?
I'm pretty much demanding and almost shouting at her at this point because I'm very fed up. I haven't slept properly in 2 days. What the hell has my brother got to do with all this, and why the hell did he send me that package?
Hey, she's a lady. Treat her like one.
She kind of...
Yes, and I'm an aristocrat. I'm allowed to ignore the rules.
I'm sorry, who are you? Who's your brother?
You say you work for governments. Do the von Huntergard family mean anything to you, the Huntergard family?
Okay, is anyone in the vehicle actually obviously armed?
Yes.
No.
Other than you? Anyone else?
It depends. I could be... I mean, if she looks...
So obviously, like you've got something out on about your person.
No.
Nobody? Okay. In which case...
I have my gun, but... No.
I have the taser.
Yeah, the taser
driving,
gun.
But... This is in the back of the van. Actually, when you say von Hundegaard, she completely panics and loses it. She throws herself at the back of the van like she's trying to get away from you as fast as possible. She's gotten far enough to get the latch done. The back of the van.
Marlene,
I'd like to try a drive roll, too.
I grab her.
You stay away from here.
Yeah, I'll keep the good German guy away from her and let the person who actually knows her calm her down.
Just give me an athletics roll, see if you can get to her before she throws herself out. Oh!
Oh!
Oh, that's not good.
Damn.
Ooh, that's not good at all.
Oh! Well, is this woman worth spending chips over?
I'm going to try a drive roll to hit the brakes and keep her from flying out the back of the car.
Okay, I will give your roll as an ad to whoever did the best trying to restrain her. It's not all looking right, good, I, though.
I'm trying, then. I'm still going to try to restrain her.
So,
oh, ye gods, that is bad.
Wow.
You're not rolling well.
I'll try to help.
We all hit each other.
Just tell me who gets the best role. That will be the main character acting. Everyone else will get a supporting role if they got
rolled well enough. My last two chips.
All right, I'll roll to support.
Okay, I'm spending one for dangerous discovery, so I've got to be quick moving in case something goes horribly wrong on an expedition. So is that allowed?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, re-rolling. Oh, ye gods, that is hardly any better.
Okay,
although that's
so
a plus one this time.
Who got the best?
I got a negative roll. I got a negative one.
Did anybody get a positive number on trying to restrain her?
I got a positive one. I think I'm going to spend two chips to make it a positive five. As a doctor, I can't just watch herself kill herself, so I'm going to spend that. And
you got to tell me which aspects you're tapping to spend the two.
Is there a doctor in a house?
Okay.
And I've had to deal with Riley people because I was in the war, you know.
Okay.
So those are my two aspects.
They put you at five then, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you've got a five. Drina, what was your total?
I had a three, but then I'm tapping the aspect that I have a need, the need for speed. So I see her pull the latch on the door quickly, like juke the wheel to the right and hit the brake.
Okay, so what's your total if you do that?
So mine is a five total.
Okay, so that'll add three. So that, okay, with the five and the Drina's additive to his roll, no one else got better than a plus three, I'm taking it?
Nope.
All right.
Me and Gavin hit our heads in the middle of the...
It's actually barely enough. Abel, if you want to describe what happens, the juking of the car is actually what makes it possible. So you do
no
succeed.
So yeah, I pop the clutch away. The car hit the brake, drop back into a higher gear, and turn the wheel hard right. And her fingers slip on the latch, and everyone reaching out together to grab her. But you all form like this horrible man pillow, and she safely lands on top of you. As I correct and come back into second gear, nobody's getting out of here until the train has come to a complete stop.
All right. Actually, for we're going to say that screeching halt that you made is as you barrel into the parking lot at the wharf, and you make this sudden move, and then come to a stop where you were heading. So she's kind of collapsed back into you, and she's trying to fight her way free, specifically further away from Aldrich.
He's the one who's grabbed her.
No, I didn't grab it. It's the doctor's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the doctor's got it, right.
Yeah, I've got her right now.
The doctor would be the one that got a hold of her. So she's like, she's fighting you, actually, and trying to get away further from Aldrich.
Hey, don't make me come back
down
there.
He's a disgraced royal. He has nothing to do with the actual Vundergaards themselves.
I start eyeing Aldrich.
I have not been with my family for the last 3-4 years of my life, ever since I was disgraced, if that sets your mind at ease.
She does actually calm down a bit and says, like, with a lot of with derision in her voice, she says, "You're the disgraced brother, you." And she just
yes.
Yeah.
So
he looks like he's living like a noble.
You're the one white sheep in the entire family, I guess.
It, Grandpa was debatable.
She still looks really shaken. She looks over to you, Gavin, and says, "I see you still choose your friends well."
What has to do? What I have to.
All right, you guys are at the docks now. Go ahead and give me awareness rolls.
Alertness. Come on, roll higher than a one. Oop, I get a two.
Oh, you...
Son of a...
Okay, that puts me at a one, not minus one.
That puts me at a one.
Four. Oh, let's see, that puts me at a... I get a five.
All right, it's a five. You guys are kind of at the beginning of the docks, right where the warehouses start, and you kind of get a glimpse at the far end of the docks of a very brightly, gaudily painted car, and you can barely make it out. There's a guy talking to one of the deckhands.
I recognize that vehicle.
I knew this wasn't a good idea.
It worked, though.
Hmm. Well, yeah, it worked. We know he's there, but we can't offload her here now.
It means that we can try a different method. What about your
friend,
Mr.
White?
When
Mr. White's boys
White.
Approach you from the dock, he nods. Evening, fellas. What can Mr. White do for you tonight?
Another, shall we say, unscheduled cargo getting out of the city.
As he's coming towards you, he's kind of making hand motions, like low to the ground, and kind of, you know, subtly, it kind of like back up. It's coming towards you. So you guys, you go behind a building as he's talking to you, and he's still talking normally and everything. And then when you go behind the building, he says in low voice, "Chap just pulled up maybe half an hour ago. He's scouring the docks, asking people if he's seen you, Gavin. He's got a picture. Of course, you know, Mr. White owes you folks a few favors. No one's talking, but what do you need?"
Do you have
it's your call, Gavin.
I'm just wondering, is your summary next year ready, Mr. Bell? Available or not?
Well, something we could do is we could, if we can't get her out of the city, I mean, I'm not actively being watched, and I could have her stay at my place until, you know, things calm down.
Ulterior motives are being sensed.
I don't know what you're talking about, Bubba.
Is your name Daniel, perhaps?
No, it's not. And I am not a known womanizer.
Not a known womanizer.
Hey.
He's a CD detective. They're not known for their womanizing.
Wait, no. Mostly because...
Not at all.
Would there be a ship going out tonight?
Got a cargo vessel going out. We could probably get her on there.
I still want answers.
Yeah,
I want to get rid of my stretch marks, but I don't think we're either of us are going to be happy.
Yeah, the answers are not going to be found here.
Mr. Marshall, can you manage to secure some surety that she will stay in contact so that we can start unraveling this nest of lies?
I wouldn't stay in contact with y'all. I mean...
So now she needs to be away from the city. We might be able to get more information.
She looks at you, Aldrich, and said, and just kind of says, "You really don't know what your family does."
I left the family, and I do not wish to be involved with it.
Then leave
he,
it. That.
He really doesn't know. He's not that bright.
As she puts a hand, puts a hand over yours, Aldrich. It's very, very tenderly, but firmly tells you, then keep it that way. Don't look into it for your own good.
I need to find out what my brother is doing.
No good.
At this point, there's sort of a manic
mood,
2 days without sleep, and my apartment and my notes and my books have all been wrecked and destroyed. At this point, I'm psyched. Nimble Bishop.
Calm down. We have a lollipop out in the car for you.
Okay. Gavin, the way I see it, there's two ways. We could risk putting her into the cargo vessel. We could ask Mr. White to have the cargo vessel make an unscheduled stop and meet them outside of the city, where they're less likely to be checked.
Or the most obvious thing to do, actually, is to go and be very visible somewhere else so they come over there and leave this alone. There's an airfield to the north of the city, isn't there?
There's one on the other side of the docks. There's a Zeppelin port.
Yeah, I want somewhere which isn't the docks, though.
Well, yeah, but if it's the Zeppelin port, they could be thinking we're putting our own Zeppelin.
Gavin, if you would be willing to take a little bit of punishment, you could be needing to go to the doctors. And
while you guys are discussing this, I'm going to ask everybody to make me an alertness roll. And tell me when you're satisfied. Let me clear the screen.
I've never once been satisfied with my alertness rolls.
Yeah, I know. I think I've rolled a positive twice in this entire campaign so far. Come on. Taint, you...
I'm going to throw in a chip and get a plus two because I have an eye for detail. I have a four at the moment, and I'm going to stick with it.
I'm going to stick with my four as well.
Actually, I'm going to blow one chip. I deal in a dirty business or in dirty business and get plus two and get a five.
So is the highest total I'm hearing a five then?
I have a six.
You have a six.
Well, gosh, I didn't need to blow the chip then, did I?
No, you can't tell.
Yeah, I know.
So that's everyone's rolled, right? And the highest is a six.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Drina, as this scene is playing out, it may be because you've still got your night glasses kind of strapped to you since you just got out of the car and everything. You catch a glint from a rooftop. It's very short, very bright. What do? You have...
I leap on top of Marlena and throw it to the ground.
All right, stop right there. Okay, give me an athletics roll.
Sure. One.
Total is a one?
Yes.
Okay, good news and bad news. Good news is you jump over and cover Marlene. Bad news is you get hit. How many boxes do you get? Ow. Do you have physical?
I have three in the health track.
Okay, you're going to take a four. So you need to take a consequence or you've been shot mortally.
Yeah, I know. Crap. Four? Great. Five.
You only have to reduce it by one, though. Even though you took a four, you can do like a a 2-point consequence or a low consequence, and you're still hit, but you're not, you know, it just takes up one of your boxes.
Don't take hit to the stomach.
No, that's not, yeah. I would say miscarriage would be a severe, which probably erases like 8. But no, well, I don't.
You only have to drop it by 1, so you can just take a minor consequence.
Right. So,
like grazed or something, you know.
Right. Okay. I'm going to. Let's see. I don't mind. I'm going to sprain an elbow.
Okay. Right, you twist just enough that the guys hear a sharp report, and then you hear like a pinging sound as the bullet bounces off some crates where you're standing. Drina takes it hard on her elbow as she goes down.
Whoa!
Across the docks, you hear some yelling.
We need to leave.
We need cover.
Yeah, Tom.
Oh, good. Is there cover close?
Where'd the shot come from?
Rooftop behind you. That's really all you can tell. It's rooftop behind you somewhere.
I'm grabbing Marlena. We're running to the nearest crates.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lobbing a grenade up there, Bert.
Jesus
It's
Christ.
Way too far away.
You got a grenade?
The nearest rooftop is like several blocks away.
See, now we need knockout gas.
I've got it, but he's a bit too far.
Mr.
So,
White,
what I'm going to do then is I'm going to throw it only a little bit from us, Bert.
Mm-hmm.
Not intending to hit anybody. I just want a large plume of green smoke for us to hide behind, essentially.
Yep. You don't have to roll for that since you're just targeting like the ground. Okay. Big plume of green smoke erupts from where the doctor threw something. Mr. White's doc guy kind of looks over the corner and says, hey, the guy in the car, they're running this way. He's got a partner.
All right. I suggest we either drive out of here or we
need to
get her on a boat. We need to drive, but I would suggest we drive out of here.
Yeah.
Doesn't one of us have their own private airplane?
Nope. During the can be airplane.
Experimental car.
So are you guys hoofing it to the van?
Yes, I am.
Yep. Go
okay.
To the need to go.
If this isn't totally off the wall, I'd like to drop this experimental car here. It has a...
We're in the ambulance. We don't have your car.
Oh, we don't. That's right. We don't. Never mind.
You might have the sub more than the dock, though.
So. Might have what?
The submarine.
Your sub?
Sure. If you want to do that, let's run to the sub.
That's the other obvious choice, yeah.
I am fine with that.
Okay, you know the sub is going to only pack. You know the sub is only going to fit about 3-4 people really tight, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can't drive.
I'm guessing this is in a warehouse or something.
Yes.
All right. Fine.
You need to fit Marlene in the driver.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Marlene and Abel are definitely going. Drina.
Yeah, I don't need to go.
Rest of us are on distraction duty.
Yep. I walk up. Do we see the two guys coming this way?
Yeah, they're running down the pier towards you. It looks like they're holding something in their hands. You can't tell what.
I put the car in between me and them, mm-hmm. and I draw my knife and wait for them to come around.
Okay.
And I've got my sword on the other side.
All right, and who's heading for the submarine?
Me.
Only you? Well, and Marlene?
Yeah, I'll help them to the sub.
Okay. All right. Drina, give me give me a repair roll. It's been sitting here for a while. You've looked at it initially, but you haven't really been upkeeping it. Let's see if you can get the thing moving.
I thought this would be her use of her gadget for the week.
It can be, well, if you want to do it that way. Yep.
Actually, let's see. Four, that's only a two.
If you want to declare it your gadget, you can, and you don't really have to do anything else.
That's true. I'm going to gadgetize it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, screw it. I'm going to, if I got two improvements, it's that I experimented with adding a crew compartment, so it is now extra large and has increased capacity, extra range for my two improvements.
Okay. Meanwhile,
the larger compartment is not the greatest, but it looks like the welds will hold for a while. A little bit.
Jump in, you start your inspection to get it moving. Meanwhile, back at the dock, the two guys that are running, let's see if they actually notice that you are sitting.
So knowing that it's got the extra compartment, will we all fit and should we all just file in?
She could have mentioned that. It's up to you.
Yeah, we still need to hold them off.
It should all fit in.
Yeah, sure. Still need to hold them off.
I'm using stealth if I can to see if I can be hiding where they can't see me.
Yep, go ahead. I just rolled to see if they actually noticed anybody sitting in the van versus... They rolled horribly. If you get a success...
I got a three.
Oh, you're fine. They actually run past you.
All right. then I just want to
You did get a look at them as they were passing you. They did have guns out, but they are of the electrical variety. They're not sporting actual ballistic guns. So, yeah, they brush right past you. They don't even notice that you're kind of ducked out behind the van.
I want to hit one in the back with my knife. Stun.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Make me a roll. I'm going to say surprise.
He hasn't got an axe.
Yes, I know. I hate these toys so much. I have a plus one knife, which gets rid of that plus... negative one. The alternate usage is stun knife. So, and then I have a weapon skill speciality is knife. Do I get an automatic plus two for that, or do I have to spend a
change? It's one plus two per scene is essentially what it is.
Yep. So yeah, okay. you don't for the speciality, you don't have to spend a chip for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
what's your total?
Four.
Okay. Well, that's more than enough to shock him down. Yeah, you spring out of the shadows and plant your knife on him. The shock goes off, and he just a grunt as he falls. His partner whirls around to look at you, and he's going to attempt to shoot you. What are you attempting to do?
I'm going to attempt to shock him.
Okay. He is going to have
three people. Were there three people or two?
Just two.
Oh, in which case, wouldn't I jump in at that point when he turns around?
Were you? Were you with the van or are you with the fleeing group?
I was behind the van. Mm. So hiding behind the van, okay. Waiting for them to come around one of the corners.
All right. He ends up getting a plus two, and you're trying to shoot him, so you're not dodging, so you will take box two, but do you hit him as well?
Yes, I will spend my plus two to negate those two, so I'll get a six.
Your total is a six?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he goes down, but you... he goes down. Okay, yeah, that's it. Those two have dropped. You guys, meanwhile, have gotten to the submarine and have gotten it going.
I'm not very brave, so I'm in the submarine, too.
Okay.
Don't drop any knockout gas.
Mm-hmm. Drina, all your lights are go, power's on. It looks like you're set. It looks like your welds have held.
Right, off we go. I'm
looking forward to. You want to take those two with us so they don't report us?
Do you want to stick them in the torpedo tubes and drown them? I'm kidding. Yeah, we'll go ahead 2/3.
Have we got them with us?
I'm going to go. As soon as I see the submarine as a go, I'm walking away. Okay. I look at both of their faces so I can remember them, and then I just pull up my trench coat and start going down some dark alleys so no one can see me.
Mm-hmm.
Stealthing my butt away.
I'm going to dive down the hatch just as it closes.
Okay.
All right, we are coming down to 12 meters.
Okay, and where are you heading is the question.
So we were going
we
to...
We know there is another... There's another port that's not too far away where they were taken, where the other guys were taken to.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. When we're about half a mile away from shore, I'll surface us and bring us full ahead.
And then we run into the Nimrod. No!
And my apartment's in District 8, so I'm going to walk to it.
That's not too far. It's quite a good spot.
I still want answers, so I'm guessing Gavin Marshall's going to be sort of preventing me harassing her all the way there.
I'm staring at the aristocrat and staring back at my doctor's bag and considering.
Right. And she is more than capable of stopping you from harassing her yourself.
All right, we're going to end it as you are sinking to the depths as full night comes upon Metapole. And,
it's a long way to
surrounded by the
lightness
of the water.
It's a long way. Everybody.
I have no idea what that song.
Okay, I am going to do just a quick follow-up with each of your characters here. First of all, Nick. Give me a second.
I knew going to the doc was a bad idea, Gavin.
Had to get out somehow.
Okay.
Gosh.
Yeah, we could have gone out through the farm.
Next time we won't use the docks. We'll come up with something else.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Are you going to really try and ring her for why she's so afraid of your family? She really doesn't want to tell you. She's made the
call
that you're a good guy, and she really doesn't want to tell you. But
I damn well definitely need to know, so.
That's all right, you can tell me.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to be
so
trying.
So you are going to try and get the information from her? Okay. I will follow up with you on that then. Do you want to try and keep it private, or?
I'm guessing we'd be doing it in the submarine, so.
Yeah.
That hear about it.
Okay. I will get back to the group that's on the sub with it then. I don't want to hash over tonight, but if you're insistent on it, even though she's afraid that it's going to cause you a great deal of grief, she will tell you what she knows.
It's the only way.
This could be the bid.
All right. You've got a few, probably an hour or so on the sub. So is there anything else you wanted to follow up with?
Find out if we know any more details about this package or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We might want to try and get it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, package is still missing. It was never delivered to her, and she has a feeling that at least two organizations are after it and have not yet found it.
Can we give her a sample of the code that we've got?
The codes have been dealt with. We know what was in that message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm guessing that the package was ever whatever Spiro was trying to get, but I never found anything on him.
Well, he didn't manage to get it.
The police might have it.
Maybe.
Yeah, but the police might have it, because they have the body.
No, if I know Stresser and he's a big bastard, what he would have done was got the money first and then said, oh, I'll take you to where the package is. Maybe, maybe not.
Ms. Airbow has a favor that she can call in from our Greek fellow.
Right. What do you want me to ask him?
No, it's up to you. I was just thinking that he would know about the package. I mean, if you press him for it, or at least can put you into contact.
Yeah, but he didn't have it.
Yeah, but he'd know about it, or at least know he wanted it.
Yeah. He's not going to tell us. He may owe us a favor, but I don't think he's going to tell us that.
He wouldn't. He might at the most point us in the right direction, or he would tell us what he could tell us, but we don't know how much that is. I think it would be better to use that favor somewhere down the line.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're just, you'll have some just chit-chat while you're in the submarine, but I'm assuming once you get her safe, she's going to flee the area. And that will be that.
Gavin, do you think I should get artillery for the submarine?
I leave it to your best judgment, but I don't see... If you could fit it in, I don't see it hurting.
I could put a deck gun on here. I don't know.
For future escapes, we may need a non-electric powered vehicle or a self-electric powered vehicle.
Well, yeah, my car has its own power plant. So does
but it's not amphibious.
Hmm?
It's not amphibious.
No, I was actually thinking that docks isn't exactly a good way for us to get out of the city anymore.
No, I think we're done with that.
Mm. All right, fair enough.
At least for the next few escape attempts.
That does leave you a few more things to look into. Package and whatnot. I'm tagging a few of you with some aspects. Mr. Von Hundegaard now has the family with infamous family.
skeletons in the closet, something like that.
The doctor has highly recognizable car.
So that's just an extra aspect I need to add?
Yeah, just until you do something about it, it's just an extra aspect. Your car has to be very colorful until something happens to it. Abel, you just took a minor consequence, so we'll be fine by next session.
To take my mind off this, I'm going to visit Mr. Rick Martins again to pick up the prototype glider pack. The one he promised me in exchange for my help in designing it. And so I'll take that as a stunt.
I've probably got the aspect not trusted by any of the other PCs.
Yes.
Shady character.
I don't distrust you.
You probably believe that he is motivated by good intentions.
Mostly, right. Yes.
I just know that whatever you're telling me is not the full story.
And you completely foiled my ending. I wanted to end as her brains got blown across the dock.
Oh, yeah.
We've saved somebody that you wanted to kill.
You can still sink the boat or something.
No. You can always have that.
Clever.
Like a powerful beam of light descends from the heaven, cuts the boat in half.
Rocks fall, she dies.
Part of
the missing part of the zeppelin from a couple of episodes ago turns up, and it turns out that it was lurking and waiting for us.
Well, part of what I was having you make the rolls for is you did have somebody highly skilled tracking you the entire time. I've given Nick some information. If he wants to share it with you, you can. I mean, that's fine.
You did? Oh, yeah.
This is out of game for the moment, but your characters would have had time before next session to get together and talk. So, I mean, if you want to blah information between each other, you can.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and give them everything that I have got that might be of import.
You want to tell them about the rooftop in particular?
Yeah, there was a sniper on the rooftop. I swung by to check out what was left, and there was a box of matches. I don't know. It said wood friendly, I think. Maybe. And a sniper gun that was clean on it. I think he was a wood friendly. Something about the woods. Maybe Pennsylvania. Maybe yeah, something about some kind of Sylvania. Does that ring a bell for any of you guys?
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. That name makes no sense. You know that, right?
Yes, I know.
But it says wood pines? Maybe sylvan pines?
Oh, that kind of pines.
Yeah. Yes, there was a...
Constantine, wasn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it.
And she's still alive?
Yeah.
Well, apparently Drina took the hit instead, and also apparently my cover worked.
And could someone... I know I was supposed to get the information on... Someone gave me a file on both of these guys, but...
I only had the file on the one.
I didn't give any files to anyone. So.
Yes, your character would not give a file up, even if he was burning alive. The only way to save his life, he wouldn't give that file up.
I gave you information on... what was it called? Oh, Mr. Himmler.
Yeah, you gave me information on Himmler, but it was... Yeah, it was the doctor. I was supposed to get information on the Starling guy. The secret
spy
guy.
Yeah, which I don't have.
Starling.
I don't have at this point. Really didn't have enough time to look anything up as far as that goes either.
Hmm. All right, guys. It's a little late. I've got to get out of here.
No problem.
Yeah.
What?
Explain. So,
all right.
Yeah. All right.
So, who are the two... We have, which one is the one that we know is Bert Starling?
Yeah, it's Bob Starling, but the other folio is missing.
Yes. Yes, I wonder.
Yeah, it looks like it
took it.
Well, I already suspected that Constantine or whatever the person's name is took it.
Okay, so Constantine is super spy number one, and what's the other super spy name?
Bill Sterling.
Bob.
Oh, his Bob actual Sterling. Name is Bob Sterling?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the name the file's under.
Actual name? Huh.
Stars anyone
Wait, was
knows.
It a mental health institution?
Yeah. That guy has some cojones.
We don't know if that's actually his real name, too.
Yeah, that was just a name he was logged in under. Mm-hmm. But that is some... That guy has some cojones. Wow. I'm shocked.
Okay, so that was pretty 3 experience points all around. I missed handing out more fate chips, so everyone can also take 3 fate chips. If that puts you above your normal refresh, then that's where you start.
Yeah. I could spend all my refresh.
Don't forget that Ben and Jameis, you both got an extra chip for Compel. I don't know if you burned them or not. Yeah.
Probably somewhere along the line.
Yep. Yeah. And actually, John, I'm giving you one at the end where I'm actually compelling your family. So.
Okay. What's this?
Or, you know that puts me up to 8 chips. You're giving out way too many chips, I think.
No,
I have.
You just wait until you get into a firefight. You'll be glad to.
Yes. Yes. If it hadn't been for those 2 good rolls, we would have been a long time in that fight.
Yeah, I have 0 chips now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have 3 chips.
Okay, that means I'm going to start at 5 the next time round.
So if your refresh is higher than those 3, then you start at your refresh level.
Yep.
Your refresh is at. So.
Yeah. You either get what you're at or your refresh, whichever is higher.
Yeah, my refresh is higher, so those 3 were. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't burn them during the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so between this session and next session... I'm making those tablets I was talking to you about, Bert. Or mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we definitely need to have some time to train.
Okay, right. I'm gonna
I'd like to. Yeah, well, I'm going to have some information coming in next time, hopefully.
Seeing as I've got no use for these chips, I'm going to spend one to say that I finally got my flat in order. And that I've been given some compensation after I accused the French of it, so that it's now a slightly better flat, or at least it's got more book space.
That might be related to your resources, though. I don't know.
No. I'm not saying that it's an actual proper improvement. I just want to use up these two chips because I've got no real use for them. So.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
I just want to say he's got a slightly better looking flat now.
Sure. You're sending the bill to the French.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll probably mention the family name as well, just to see if that gets a reaction.
Oh, what you want to actually do is hire Constantine to go kill your family.
Gosh, Constantine is one bad guy.
Thank you for listening to this actual play episode. Our campaign world and game information can be found at obsidianportal.com, along with many other great games. Do a search on that site for Of Steam, Steel, and Murder to find us. Music in this podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his music can be found at incompetech.com.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Role Playing Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least two episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orcdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.